They absolutely should be dancing in the streets when you consider some of the proposals that were out there.
Milwaukee Democratic Senator Gwen Moore is most happy about provisions passed that help W-2 parents.
We completely filled the child care subsidy versus some of the more draconian proposals that were laid out in the paper. For example, increasing co-payments on child care, instituting waiting lists, decreasing eligibility.
Moore was disappointed on a couple of scores. One vote that rejected an expansion of infant care as provided in the governor's budget went along party lines. The governor had proposed expanding monthly grants to caretakers of newborns from 12 weeks to 6 months. Republicans, like committee member Michael Hipsch, rejected the expansion.
I think there are a number of working mothers who would love to be able to do this. It doesn't seem appropriate in my mind that we would extend this type of benefit to moms within the W-2 system that no other mom would have.
To that, Senator Moore says that's just a mean-spirited grudge we have against poor women for reproducing.
There is some fear on the part of the majority that this is the slippery slope back to the former AFDC program where people don't have an incentive to work.
But on an omnibus motion, including several W-2 provisions, the parties aligned. The bipartisan package beefed up W-2 child care provider reward and incentive programs and moved money around to come out in the black. Gwen Moore and Republican Senator Alberta Darling were both authors of the motion.
Most importantly, I think it represents, you know, one of the few bipartisan initiatives that we've had in this budget.
It is so positive to have this here today. When this deficit is so overwhelming and we've worked so hard, it is really rewarding to have a bipartisan product that does so many good things.
Next, joint finance is expected to take up shared revenue and school aids funding. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.